This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Women don't just represent more than half the population of California, they're also more than 50% of the student bodies at many college and university campuses. But that progress toward gender equity falters in certain key subject areas.
Even though overall population of college-age women is higher than men for the science, technology, engineering, and math kinds of careers, we still have a lower percentage of women in those.
Julie Silk is an engineer for Agilent in Santa Rosa, but she is also a founder and local board member for Expanding Your Horizons, an outreach program that specifically promotes science, math, and engineering to 7th and 8th grade girls.
We're trying to encourage girls to consider math and science careers. We feel like they're underrepresented, and we're still seeing that. And we want them to continue to take math and science. We want them to understand what these careers are about and to do it through having role models. We have women in these careers that are doing hands-on workshops to show these girls what the careers are about and what kinds of problems that they solve.
Silk adds that the target age group is also deliberately chosen.
Around 7th and 8th grade, a lot of girls make their decision, whether it's consciously or not, about whether to pursue higher math, higher science, or whether to take an easier road. And we're trying to encourage them to take that higher science, take the higher math, to enable them to have a lot more career options available to them. We want to encourage them to think beyond just the influences of today and make sure that they're thinking about that future further out and not just about whatever their social interactions are.
As in boys. To do that, the local group, which is one of dozens around the country, presents an all-day workshop at which participating girls can get some hands-on experience in the subjects of their choice, from architecture and chemistry to psychology and veterinary medicine. This year's Sonoma County Conference, to be held on Saturday, March 20th, on the Sonoma State University campus, will feature 28 different presenters, Silk says, and each student will get to work with three of them.
Civil engineering projects like building roads and houses. There's one going to do a dome out of newspaper. We have a veterinarian. We have environmental science, straight math. We require that every workshop be hands-on so that it's really a lot more interesting for the girls and a lot of fun.
That experiential fun has a serious subtext, Silk adds, one that encourages the participating girls to imagine a future for themselves that involves the same kinds of projects they have tasted at the conference.
If they can envision a career where it's an exciting thing, they're making decisions. With higher education, you get more independence in the kind of work that you do, more ability to make decisions and do interesting work that actually makes a difference, then I'm hoping that they see that and have that as their higher goal and look forward to that.
The cost for all this is just $15, which includes lunch, and there are scholarships available for those who need them. There's room for up to 400 girls from Sonoma, Lake, and Mendocino counties to participate in the Expanding Your Horizons conference, but the deadline for registration is tomorrow. Parents can attend a concurrent session designed for adults, but adults are not allowed to play along at the student workshops. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.